everybody, and Merry Christmas in July. The reason that I say that is today I'm going to review a movie called 12 Days of Christmas Eve from 2004, which obviously is very much about Christmas, and the month that I'm doing this is, as you guessed it, and as you know yourself, it is July. So the premise of the movie is right there in the title, 12 Days of Christmas Eve, and I'm just going to say right away, this is a Groundhog Day ripoff in every sense of the word. Now, to be fair, there's other Christmas movies that do the same thing. There's a movie called Christmas Do-Over, I think from 2008 or 2006. There's also a movie from 1996 called Christmas Every Day, which is also the same premise. It's like Groundhog Day because you have this very, very selfish, self-centered asshole kind of character played by Steven Weber from Wings. And basically, after this Christmas Eve of trying to further his business and deepen his pockets while neglecting his family, he ends up dying. Instead of ending up in the ground, though, he ends up in this sort of ethereal limbo where he meets this nurse played by Molly Shannon, and the nurse kind of hints to him, hey, you gotta fix the way you're acting, so you're gonna have to relive that day again. And just like Groundhog Day, the first day is a bit of a shock to him as he realizes this is Christmas Eve all over again. The weird thing that's different about this movie compared to Groundhog Day, though, is right off the bat, Steven Weber's character realizes ways he can be nicer. For instance, on the original Christmas Eve, he neglects going to his son's holiday concert and is a big asshole because of it. However, the very first day he relives Christmas Eve, he rights this error. And there's a bunch of little instances like that. And another example is, his father is really disappointed that he doesn't come help him pass out candy canes, this tradition that they have. He does that on the first day too, like he makes up for that. But nothing that he does is right, and that's the big difference between this movie and Groundhog Day. In Groundhog Day, at first, everything that Phil Connors, Bill Murray's character, is doing is self-motivated. He is trying to figure out ways to gain money, to get women in bed. So basically everything he's doing is self-motivated. But very quickly, Steven Weber's character realizes that he needs to give back to get out of this weird loop that he's in. But that leads to another big difference, which is Steven Weber's character, and I'm blanking out his name, but Steven Weber's character, he only has 12 days to do it, thus the title of the movie. If he keeps dying on the 12 days and not getting it right, on the 12th day, it's permanent. He's not going to wake up to see Christmas. So again, with this big difference between Bill Murray's character in Groundhog Day acting selfishly, the big difference here is the time limit. So Steven Weber's character very, very quickly rights his ways, but it seems he can do no right. For instance, he goes to help his father pass out the candy canes, but his brother gets all pissed off because he ends up making it all about himself. Or he takes out like $1 million from the bank and just hands it out on the streets to people, and people get mad at him for it. Or he gives his ex-wife and son a boat, and they're mad at him. And I get the moral that, like, you shouldn't base your love off, you know, wealth and grand gestures and showing people in material things. You should show them by being there, showing up for their concerts, showing up for lunch, showing up, you know. That's what the movie's all about. Each day he progressively gets a little bit better at giving a heartfelt Christmas Eve to the people he loves instead of these material gifts and these things that really don't matter. He finds ways to be there, showing up for their Christmas party, giving a woman the day off work, letting a guy be with his family, things like that. Even though it feels a lot like the same movie, because of the motivation and the time frame, it comes off a lot different. Steven Weber isn't so much self-centered as he is misguided. The reason he's become kind of this Phil Connors, Bill Murray, Groundhog Day, self-centered type character is actually for very admirable and noble reasons. What happened was his family's business was falling under, and his dad couldn't really take care of it anymore, so he stepped in and revitalized the whole thing and made it profitable again. And so one, he was saving the family business, but two, he was doing this because his mother was in failing health, and he needed a way to be able to provide for her. So by revitalizing the business and getting the economy, you know, the money flowing in again, he was able to take care of her. So the reasons he became this sort of unfeeling, money-grubbing, work-centric guy were actually very admirable, like I said. So the movie's a little different in that you kind of see why he's become like this. In Groundhog Day, I never really even thought about it that much till watching this movie, but one of the things that makes it so effective is Bill Murray's character is just irredeemable at the beginning. He is unlikable. He is egotistical. He thinks nothing about other people, always just has his mind on only one person, that's him. And so when he does make his transformation, it's that much more satisfying. That's not to say that 12 Days of Christmas Eve doesn't have that satisfaction in it, but it's not as satisfying because he didn't really change. He just sort of dusted off a part of himself and became a person he used to be. So it actually ended up being a pretty good movie. I was so ready to dismiss it as a horrible Groundhog Day clone, which I'm still calling it in my review. But despite that, it managed to be fun. Steven Weber is perfect in the role. Like, he shows the sensitivity and kind-heartedness he needs later in the film really well. But also, he's really smarmy and smug, and he has that sort of whimsical side that made him so much fun to watch on the TV show Wings that he was the star of. It's very predictable. A lot of his deaths you could see coming. And once you kind of get the fact that, oh, he's going to fuck this up for 12 days and finally get it at the end, you know, it just repeats itself. One of the problems people have with Groundhog Day and movies like that. But I will say it's better than Christmas Every Day, which is the other Christmas movie I've seen that has this similar plot. And it's also less of a Groundhog Day ripoff than Christmas Every Day. So 12 Days of Christmas Eve, I'm going to be pretty generous. I enjoyed it quite a bit, so I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10. And I think next up I'm going to watch Christmas Do-Over, which sounds like it's essentially the same movie yet again. Thanks for listening. This has been another AudioOpinions.org podcast. Oh, Connie.